Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about Millionaire. It's our final episode in a five-part series. And this one's specific about, what do you own? Do you own a ton of real estate? Do you get a better brand of underwear?
Do you have an airplane?
Yeah, we talk about it. Before we do, though, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Marcy asks, I have sent out mailers in the past and am now looking to send out more. But the issue is I have more data and I'm handwriting my letters. Uh-oh. But I'm not getting responses back.
There you go. She answered her own question.
Let me see. I'm handwriting my letters and I'm not getting responses back. Okay. I have received return mail stating, stop sending this scam mail. That's funny. I love the idea of a handwritten letter because I feel it's more personal. But how can I get more response with my letters? What information do you suggest that the letter or postcard contain? Okay, go. I'm like, both of us are like, oh, pick me, go.
There's a guy in our group who started exactly where you are, Marcy, and did this exact same thing. This is about 2 years ago. And so I talked to him recently, and here's how the conversation went. I said, man, I cannot believe how far you've come in such a quick amount of time. I really would like to share this with the whole world. What's different about you? How did you do this so quickly? And this is what he said. I put myself aside in what I think was right, and I followed the system that you guys put together to the letter. Right down to the letter. Mm-hmm. I used the same format you guys did. I used the companies that you did, all the support companies. And I put all this pre-notion stuff and I did exactly what you said, and that's what I did.
Even when it felt wrong.
Right.
Didn't make sense, but I did it. I know exactly who you're talking about. I remember that show.
If you want to get creative, and I am all for getting creative, I want you to get creative with two things. Where you're sending the letters out, very, very creative with that. The more creativity, the better. Which subdivisions, which counties, and how you're pricing it. But I do not want you to veer very far from how many letters you need to send out, whether or not there needs to be a purchase agreement involved, whether or not you're handwriting the letters, whether or not you put a cute little watermark right down the center of your letter because you think you're going to get a better response, Kathleen.
Yeah, that's, I know. That's for Kathleen. This is Marcy's question.
So, and then I've heard from other people that handwriting envelopes is the only way to go. So, you know,
can I weigh in on this?
Go ahead.
So here's my thoughts.
You're never going to be able to scale this thing up if you're writing stuff.
That was what I was going to say. Oh, Marcy, do you want to buy one property a month or do you want to buy one property a day? So if this is a hobby for you and you're not in this for anything more than, yeah, you know, it's just something I do on the side. I really enjoy it. I love talking to sellers and just spending my time getting to learn the countryside.
Carpal tunnels under.
Right. And carpal tunnel, that's a perfect one. Then keep on handwriting those letters because that's all you're going to have time for. If you're handwriting letters, how many can you do? 10 a day? I mean, think how much you could be doing in that 10 times a day.
Even 100. We have a competitor. He's not a competitor. Someone else who teaches how to buy and sell land. Entirely different methodology. And he thinks that you should send
a few a day or a few a week.
10 or 20 letters a day. Oh. After work, you get a little printer out and set it up on your kitchen table.
Yeah.
And it's very effective to buy one property, like Jill said.
But here's my fear. Let me finish this, please, Jack. People see through this stuff, you know, and that's my thing. If you're going to send me, look, come on, the stupid yellow letters where it looks like it's handwritten and you think you accomplished something because it's handwritten. We all see right through that. We all know what that is. If you put a dollar in there, we all see right through that. Every little gimmick you do. And when you send me a gimmick, now I don't trust you. That immediately, it's like you're a used car salesman. I now have something against you. So and I might not even, you know, honestly, if you send me a dollar, I might not even believe it's a real dollar and throw it away because I don't trust you. This is weird. So, I mean, that's what you have going against you versus a really professional, I'm running a business here, you know, and I'm interested in your property. My business is interested in your property. If you're interested in selling it, please contact us back or sign this and send it back. Great. If you're not, you know, we all know they throw it away. Big deal. But, and the big thing is too, I mean, the time and the money. I just had a really nice long conversation a week or two ago with a doctor, and I can't remember what state he was in, but he and his wife had spent a lot of time, and I think I talked about this a couple weeks ago too, but you know, when I pointed out, gosh, you only have so much time to spend on this. You're wasting a lot of time handwriting letters. You don't know if the addresses are going to be correct or not. I mean,
there's no way. I mean, she hasn't. She's not a member. You can't do it. Run a mail merge. The whole reason this works, and please look this up on YouTube or whatever, is because we utilize a technology between Microsoft Excel and Microsoft Word to run what's called a mail merge, so that what you're handwriting is all in a template. And then the variable, like the price, so you can literally send out 10,000 offers in an hour.
And make them look like they're unique and personal to that person.
Right.
Maybe that's part of it. You know what, Jack, you might be right. There might be people that know that it is that easy to make it. Well, like, oh, I want to make it to Mr. Smith, and I want him to know I'm offering this price on this property.
Know that that's possible.
Like, yeah, we can totally make it look like that and get out 2,000 at one time, not 20
or
at
2
one
million.
Time. You know, exactly. And it's cheap and efficient, and that's the better use of your time. Because then that's the point is, get them out there. Now when the motivated sellers, that the people that respond, that's the use of your time. Going, all right, now they like my offer price. They're now, do I really want to buy it? Now I need to go do my homework and see what it's all about. What are the taxes owed on it, if any? You know, whatever. That's how you should be spending your time.
Here's a business that we're in, and this is how you should think to be successful. If you want to send out 20,000 mailers, I'm not saying you should do this right out of the box, but we have members that do this, and this is how Jill and I do it. I'm going to send 20,000 mailers out. I'm going to spend almost a week pricing. All right, I've already chosen a place and the whole thing. It's going to cost, 20,000 mailers costs about $11,000 to send out, ballpark. Oh my God, $11,000, Jack? What? I don't have that money. If you don't have that money, then please don't do this. Of those 20,000 mailers that we're going to send out, we're going to buy about 10 properties. These are housing numbers now. For land, it's a lot more. But I can almost take it to the bank that we're going to buy 10 properties. If they're in certain markets, we're going to net about $10,000 per property. Sometimes a lot more. Most often, a tremendous more.
Mm-hmm.
10 properties, $10,000 is $100,000. And I spent $11,000 to make it $100,000. I never went to go see a property.
Right.
I never signed my name. All I did,
bingo,
was concentrate on pricing and making sure that when people call back, that the phone's getting answered. And when they go check us out on the internet, they have a good experience. Like, yeah, these people aren't crooks.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no real mystery to this. Where people get really hung up is they don't take what I just said seriously.
Exactly.
They think they have a better way.
Yeah, you're right.
They think that letters, I'm going to get it. I don't have to spend $11,000. Jack, I only want to spend $500. Does it work? Does it work? Please, please tell me it works. Please tell me. It doesn't work.
No.
It doesn't work if you write your own thing out.
Mm-mm. It's not. You're just, it's a hobby. If you really want to write, work on your penmanship in carpal tunnel. You're right.
Do you have to spend $11,000?
No. Funny. The whole carpal tunnel thing, I didn't even think about it. You brought that up. That's really funny.
But that's,
that should be the title of a show.
You want all the secrets of
you want offers, not carpal tunnel.
You don't need to listen to the rest of our shows. You don't need to buy our education. Yeah. All you need to know is what I just said.
Yeah.
Now, you can get involved with us and you can ensure your success, virtually ensure your success, getting involved with all of our stuff. Or you can, Marcy, continue to do what you're doing and hope for the best.
No, and I like what you said about Luke, which is you got to get out of your own head. This is one of those preconceived things, like, I got this.
It was Tori, but okay.
Oh, I thought it was Luke. Luke said the same thing then.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, I'm totally serious.
I didn't know that.
Yep, he did. He said, I had all these thoughts and I had to not just ignore them, and, you know, so yeah.
Then now he's real creative and he's killing it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, the time to get creative is after you get the basic stuff down.
Yep.
Like you can't get, if you're going to want to be a professional baseball player, you can't get ultra creative about your stance when you're in the batter's box. You can add some flair to it after you've pounded out a bunch of home runs in your career or whatever it is that you're going for. But in the beginning, the basics are the same. If you have a question or you'd want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landinvestors.com. Today's topic, the final edition of Millionaire, the fifth edition. What should you own? What are the habits of a millionaire? Do you collect Yadro statues? Does that make you a millionaire?
What'd you get? Yadro.
Oh, Yadro, sorry.
Yeah, that's good.
I mean, you know, do you collect real estate? Ding, ding. Jill and I were on a very large boat recently with a bunch of people, and I asked the captain, like, who owns these boats? It's ridiculous. He said, they're all in real estate. And I said, no.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Exactly. It was really darn funny.
This is right in the middle of Hollywood.
This is hilarious. You're right.
I thought he was going to say, oh, this is Steven Spielberg's boat. This guy's an actor over here. No, they all own real estate.
Exactly. Well, that's funny. That's what we do. And the guy's like, ding, ding, is what he like. Then he's like dollar signs in his eyes looking at us. It was hilarious. So, yeah.
So this is the meat of the show. So, like every episode, I have a lot to say.
Oh, my gosh.
First, I'm going to tell a story. The story of, if you don't know it, of Ben Affleck and Matt Damon. So they're actors. I hope you know who they are. You know, Jason Bourne.
Okay.
No, I know you know who they are.
Yeah.
Just for the listener.
Thank you.
These two kids get together one day in a bar in Boston. You know, they have three nickels between them. And they write a script called Good Will Hunting. And they do that. They pull a Rocky Balboa slash Sylvester Stallone. They send it to somebody in Hollywood and they say, look, we love this. We know the script is great, whatever. And there's no way we're going to sell the script unless we're in the movie. This is exactly what Sylvester Stallone did with Rocky. And they, and after getting rejected 17 million times, somebody decides to gamble on them, and it worked out for them. It worked the best. And they made the movie. If you haven't seen it, it's a great movie. And they're on their way as being actors in Hollywood. And so after 10 movies or so, when they've just got money pouring in, where did they live? I saw an interview, and the interviewer said just that. Now that you've got all this money pouring in and the whole this is going on, what's it all about? And Matt Damon says, well, the first thing I did was got rid of every single thing that I own. Every single thing. I live in a hotel, and if I need something like a toothbrush, because I don't own a toothbrush, I call down and they give it to me. And that stuck with me, obviously, forever.
I never heard the story, even from you. But this is very interesting to me.
So what should you own when you start hitting these milestones in your life? Here, and take it from me. You should own less and less and less stuff. And if you do own it, please make sure you don't have any debt on it.
I was just thinking about Jill's mementos.
Okay, I would love for you to share that story. I own so little, the smallest amount of stuff anybody on the planet could own.
Well, you're ahead of me in that. So
you can tell the Jill's mementos.
You know, so...
Bear in mind, the show is not really about us.
That's true.
It's
sorry, I don't
helping.
Need... Okay, it is... I know, but... My Jill's memento story is I really have pared everything way, way down. And you're right, Jack. I have one car. You have two. Well, three vehicles. I have one. But I am on this plan. What do you really need? I guess that's it. What do you want? What do you need? And I understand there's a few things that we all try to hang on to, and that's where Jill's mementos.
Do you need a new dresser?
Do you need a new dresser? No.
Not you.
Oh.
Do you really? Does anybody need a new dresser?
Right.
How about
what's wrong with the one that's
cleaner?
There? Exactly.
Do you need a new vacuum cleaner?
I know. Just because it's the cool, latest, and greatest. I have three tubs, and they're labeled Jill's mementos.
I read a book. Okay, go ahead.
No, and it's mostly photographs, and I need to condense it. But there's... Hey, if you have a few things like that, I want to tell you it's okay. That's it. Never mind.
I read a book a few years ago about this topic, and it was more along the lines of The Millionaire Next Door. It was more about saving money and the decisions that you make with a regular job and when you can just, you know, when you're 60, retire. It wasn't that book, but it was like that. And the guy said, and he's right, the number one thing that you can do that will screw yourself up financially in your life is change stuff. And then he went on and said a lot of examples like this. Instead of getting a new car, repair your old one. Instead of getting a new house, pay off the one that you have. Moving is tremendously expensive. Anybody who's ever moved a couple times in 1 year, that you know how expensive and time-consuming it is, and traumatic for everybody involved. So just don't make a lot of changes.
Right.
So he doesn't say don't take risks. He said don't change stuff. And he's right. You know, don't. How much does it cost to really go clothes shopping? It's silly how much it costs. And it's not that you spend money on new clothes. You're taking your head out of what you're really supposed to be focused on. Maybe what you're supposed to be focused on is your kid's baseball game that day. So shopping itself is ridiculous. If you ice out a couple hours a week and you want to treat yourself because you're into that, I get that. That's like, now it's leisure time. It's not actually shopping.
Exactly.
But change and material stuff will sink the ship. That's my whole point to the show here.
Do you think that motivates some people?
Shopping?
Or just stuff?
Like I want to get a Ferrari?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Do you think, or even if you give yourself a little reward, that it motivates you to keep on going?
I mean, if your little reward is a expensive piece of chocolate, I think that's outstanding.
I don't know.
I am not. Here's the real deal for me personally. I have never suffered financially. There's only been a couple of times in my life where I'm like, man, this is a mess. But so I've never really wanted or saw the value in, and I was not raised this way, in material possessions.
Now, I need to give
now,
you.
Do I have some stuff, like some quirky stuff that would probably seem crazy to most people? Yeah, like I have a 50-year-old car that I'll never part with. But I paid half for that, so.
Let me run this by you, because I want you to think about this, please, Jack. I think that's a mindset. I don't think that's a fact, because you were not handed, your dad was not Donald Trump's dad, who handed you a big chunk of money so you never had to think about it.
Yeah.
So you really made your own way. But you see it as you never suffered financially. So I see it as that's a mindset. Nobody set you up.
I never suffered financially because I never really wanted anything.
But whatever it was, you know how to. You've always known how to live within your means.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? And you were always pushing forward. So I'm trying to give you a compliment.
Thank you.
And I just thought that was a very interesting comment for you to make, because it sounds like you say, oh, I never suffer financially, which makes me think like, well, I'm a trust fund kid. And
no,
we all know you're not.
No.
I think that's what that is. You're not a trust fund kid.
I paid for my own college.
That's what I mean.
In the late 80s. I mean,
some people see that as suffering. Some people see that as suffering, though.
Shut up, really?
Yes.
I wear that.
Yes.
That's a feather in my cap.
Come on. People paying for their own stuff nowadays, like oh, I had to save up and buy my own car. That was hard. You know, like I didn't, you know, I mean, come
That's
on.
That's crazy talk.
Or people see things differently. You know, maybe not, they don't see it as suffering, but they certainly weren't handed it. And they see it as a lot of work, where you see it as like, that was the way it's supposed to be. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, and you didn't know any other way. And I think that's great. So I just wanted to compliment you
Thank
on
you,
that.
Thank you,
Joe. You are very welcome.
I mean, I know some stuff motivates you.
Yeah?
Material possessions. But I have to tell you, of all the women on the planet, I think maybe you're the best with money ever.
Thank you.
I'm serious. So there's a compliment for you.
You know,
but I do know we have set together, and we do have milestones, financial milestones, mm-hmm. where you and I have specifically gone and bought some jewelry that you've always wanted.
Yep.
And I have no, like, brand new jewelry, like, paid too much for it. Like, we know we're going in paying too much for this, but it's a reward.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that there's any issue with that.
No, thank you.
If you do it every week, there's a huge problem.
Right, and you're going into debt or whatever, something, now we got some problems. But, like, a reward, because you know what? That might motivate you, because there's a few things like that that motivate me.
I thought this topic was show-worthy, and I thought it was worthy enough to close on it, close the whole millionaire week concept on it, because I really believe that people, because of television and for a lot of reasons, believe that having a lot of money means you have cooler stuff. You have better brands of cars or clothes or whatever. And it's once you cross the line and you keep crossing it and raising the bar, I'm telling you, it just becomes really silly, all of it.
I think that you have to really look inside yourself and do what you personally want to do or don't want to do, and own what you want to own. You know, it's like no one's going to look at you differently because you drive X car. So don't think
only
like you
are.
Need
You're
that.
You're going to look at yourself
right.
differently. That's it.
So what you own has to be really personal to you. And like for Jack, and I appreciate that, you know, he's like, I don't want that. I don't want that. I don't want this. Dude, I've been trying to buy you an expensive watch, but you don't want one.
No, I don't want anything like that.
I do like expensive watches. Yeah. So, but it's personal to me and not to you, and that's okay, right? Yeah. So that's the thing. I guess for me, how I want to close this is do what makes sense to you. I always say what sings to you. And only you, because you're not trying to impress anybody. Who cares what anybody else thinks? It's what you want. You worked your butt off to get here now, and you want to be secure, and your people happy. And if you want some nice stuff, go get them. If you don't, you just want a huge bank balance. Do that.
If you're in a committed, meaningful, positive relationship, you don't have anybody to impress anymore. So. You know, all that's just a lot of that for guys anyway. It really stops.
Really?
Yeah. The other thing is, I'll tell you the worst thing you can do once you start making a pile of money, because that's what this whole week is really about, is start sharing it with your kids. If you want to create a massive lifelong problem for your children, give them what they want.
Yeah.
Don't make them work for it.
That's true.
That's a disaster.
Yeah.
I've seen it happen over. Jill and I can't count the number of friends on both hands that Jill and I have where their kids now are living with them. Because some version of what I just said happened.
They didn't appreciate it.
And it's not just material stuff.
And it went sideways. Yeah.
Not just material stuff. It's just make your own bed or whatever.
Yeah.
So I don't want to sound preachy, but when you come in, I'm going to close with this. And when you come into a pile of money, just don't change. You know, you came into it for a reason. If you earned it yourself, whatever got you there, stick to that. An expensive watch or a new car or any of that, it's might be a short-term high, but it's in the end, it just doesn't matter.
Mm-mm.
Happy wife matters, and kids that get good grades matter. That's what I think.
Thank you, Jack.
And a house on the beach doesn't kill anything.
Yeah, it doesn't. But you know, it's a lifestyle.
Join us in the next episode where we discuss long-term planning.
Oh,
we kind of talked about that. Well, we talked about don't own stuff. Oh, well, you can collect a lot of real estate if you want to.
Oh, that's coming. That's going to be really good. You want that. And we answer Steven's question about your options when a buyer contacts you after a purchase agreement has expired.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
Okay, this week was fun. I kind of, you know why? This was your version of, your Jack. This was Jack's version of Jill's spiritual week. So if you put millionaire in front of it, Jack will talk about anything.
That's right.
I'm going to start doing that. I'm going to put, you know, that's, I'm just going to start using that. Hey, we need to have a millionaire discussion, please. Okay, I'm in.
Some classics.
Could you imagine? I would do that. If I put that on your calendar, like, partners meeting, discuss millionaire options. I could sit down and talk about anything, and you know, you would just show up to the meeting. You wouldn't ask me any questions.
You're
you would
right.
just show up. Like, I don't know what this is about, but I will be there. So that was good.
That was a lot of fun. It's no secret. Jill and I are starting putting the final touches on the Jack Jill Show.
Yeah.
And it's where we talk not so much about real estate all the time, but real estate. Well, you can't help but talk about real estate. And how to buy it and how to sell it, how to do it correctly and not, but it answer more nebulous, not nebulous, but what we think might be
bigger
helpful.
Picture.
Bigger picture. That's a perfect
And help people in other businesses too.
Sure.
Not just ours.
Like marketing and how to use Google correctly and YouTube and how to sell real estate really effectively, how to collect a real good buyer's list. A little bit more broad topics that I think will generate a little bit more laughter and entertainment also at the same time.
Love it. Hey, so back to this show. If you like this one, you'll love the next one. And please subscribe and rate us on iTunes or wherever you are listening.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show. We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.